For many women, menopause changes everything. It's not uncommon to no longer feel like yourself in your own body. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me this week on the Choose Your Future podcast. If you're new to the show, my name is Lisa LaCasse. I'm a certified health coach, and I specialize in weight loss and healthy aging. And I think as a healthy aging coach, it would be really remiss of me to not discuss the effects of menopause as we age and what it does to our bodies, and to make aware to you what it's like when your body is crying for help. A few weeks ago, my dog started incessantly licking her paws, and she would get the trembles, and I just knew something wasn't right. Unfortunately, she couldn't tell me what it was. And after a trip to the vets, we found out that she has developed anxiety, mostly separation anxiety, but just anxiety in general. My fiance was recently hospitalized for 8 weeks, and I was away. If I wasn't working, I was at the hospital with him, and she was so used to having all of our attention all of the time. And suddenly she didn't have that. And that's probably what brought her anxiety on. Every time we leave, she thinks we might be gone for 8 weeks. So you can't blame her for feeling a little kind of a way about that. But with ourselves, we often get different symptoms and we think that it's just normal. We think that it's the day that we've had or the things that we're going through. And part of it definitely is. But sometimes our body is trying to tell us in ways that it needs our attention, just like our dog was able to tell us by licking her paws. So what are some of these things, these callings from our body that we can start to recognize that may be centered around menopause? Well, the first one I'd like to talk about is stress eating. Many of us come home after a busy day at work, thinking that we're going to stick to the plan, so to speak, and we find ourselves just munching on anything that's around, whether it's crackers or cookies or potato chips. We just want to munch. We might eat a healthy dinner knowing that we want to, you know, eat a certain way, but then we'll just put anything in our mouths after that. And we may or may not feel hungry, we just know that we want to eat. Another way that we may notice is that we feel tired all the time. And maybe where we used to get up on the weekends and have very active days, whether they be doing chores and things around the house or whether they be going out for a hike, suddenly we don't feel like doing that. And maybe it's a little bit because there's so many great new programs on Netflix. Maybe it has to do with the weather. But if we really sit and we're honest with ourselves and think about these things, often there are things that wouldn't have held us back before. And suddenly we just don't feel like it. We just want to come home and we want to feel relaxed and comfortable. We don't want to do any extra work, whether it's for fun or whether it's work that just needs to be done. Another thing that you may notice through menopause is that you feel stressed out all the time. Any little thing sets you off. The bills come in the mail, the husband leaves his dish sitting on the counter, whatever it is, this small thing that you know is not the end of the world really feels like it is the end of the world. And there are reasons why all of these things happen. Weight gain through extra munching, feeling tired all the time, feeling stressed all the time, those are actually all symptoms of menopause. Now, I just want to insert here that menopause can actually start, not necessarily menopause, but perimenopause usually starts in our mid-30s. So some of these symptoms we have been experiencing for 10 or 20, maybe more years without even realizing them and just thinking that it's just part of life. Like, you know, I get the munchies because I'm stressed, and that's because now I am raising a family and I have a career and I have a partner. And these things are all true and they're all totally legitimate. However, as we get into this perimenopausal stage, we start to see a decrease in our progesterone. And when we have this decrease, it helps to raise our stress level. You probably know from listening to previous podcasts that the more stress we have, the more cortisol we produce. And this is usually considered very negative because it's what helps to increase our belly fat. And I have yet to meet somebody that likes their belly fat. But there comes a point when we have this constant cortisol production that our body says, stop, that's it. I'm still going to produce more cortisol when it's absolutely necessary. But for now, I'm going to shoot all of this cortisol into my adrenals. And once they're in our adrenals are attached directly, not physically directly, but they are connected to our brain. And our brain feels all of this. And that's what makes you feel tired all the time. And there are things that we can do about it, but it's a complete natural cycle. And many of us have been in it for so long that all of these symptoms, the being tired all the time, the insomnia, the stress eating, they begin to feel just normal. We think it's just the way we are, and we blame it on menopause, which, truth be told, it may have started with menopause, which decreased our progesterone. So what do we do about this? If you think about it, all of these things are related. If you have insomnia, you're likely to be up longer. You're likely to be snack eating, stress eating while you're up. You're likely to lay in bed when you can't fall asleep and worry about things. So that increases our stress and starts the whole circle over. And then, of course, you're going to feel tired all the time. So let's talk about some ways that you can take control of this. And you have to remember, this took many, 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 many years to get to this point. So you can't expect to start making a few changes and feel better tomorrow. Although you might feel better tomorrow, it's not going to be that the whole problem is corrected. But first of all, make yourself go to bed. Find what works for you to be able to fall asleep earlier. First of all, getting on a schedule the first week or so, it's going to be tough, but get on a schedule so that your body knows that it's bedtime. You may need to listen to some kind of white noise or background noise, make it perfectly dark in your room. I have a previous episode way back talking about how to get to sleep. You might want to take melatonin, but there's plenty of resources out there for sleep, and I'll probably be doing another podcast on it soon. Make sure you get your sleep. That in itself is going to eliminate a lot of the other problems. Go get out in nature. I would prefer that you go out and take a walk every single day, and maybe even two short walks a day. But even if you're just standing outside, it's going to make a big difference and bring you peace. Get up in the morning when your alarm goes off and stay active. If you're active, you're going to be able to fall asleep so much earlier. I know on days when I go to the gym and lift heavy versus days when I don't and I'm walking, maybe I'm on the bike, that kind of thing. But clearly on the days that I go to the gym and lift heavy, I fall asleep so much easier, and I get tired much earlier. So that can help with your sleep. Make sure you're drinking your water. If you're not hydrated, you're going to feel hungry, you're going to feel cranky, and you're definitely losing out on one of the simplest ways you can take care of your health. You need to stay active. As much as I want you to get out there and do some strength training to help your bones and your muscle and all that, it's so important that you are active. Set a timer on your phone, or if you have a health watch like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or something, set an alarm to go off once an hour just to get up and move around, to walk around the block, walk around your home or your office. Be active. This too will help you to get to sleep easier, and it will help to move your hormones around and balance your hormones. It's a great way that you can definitely help yourself through menopause. And let's talk about eating. And I'm not going to give you a specific diet or anything like that, but make sure you're eating your protein. Protein really helps with your bone health, and it really helps with your strength, as we know from a previous episode, but it also helps your adrenals. And your adrenals are what is making you feel so miserable, as I had explained, from the cortisol that is drained into them over time. And also, you need to eat 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. The fiber helps to aid in digestion, but what that does too is pushes the backlog of buildup hormones that don't need to be there. It pushes them through your digestive system so that your body can eliminate them. If you have the resources, it is never a bad idea to go and get blood work and maybe look into some hormone replacement therapy if that's necessary. But I know a lot of you aren't in a position to do that and you want to go with a more natural route. And I think just understanding what's going on and why you're having these symptoms and realizing that it's something that's going on in your body gives you some kind of power to understand that it's not just you, it's not normal. I mean, it is normal in our culture, but it's not simply that you're overreacting and getting all stressed out because of something your boss said or something your partner said. It's not that you're just a night owl and you just can't get your sleep. It's actually something that's physically going on in your body that is a natural part of menopause. It doesn't have to stay that way because you're in menopause. There are things, as we discussed, that you can do about it, but it's very real. And hopefully this helps you get back your power around these symptoms so that you can, you know, have a better life so that you feel more energy, you're not tired and stressed all the time, and that you're living life to its fullest. I'm hoping that you got something out of this episode. Please follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode, and go out there and choose your future.